Bizarre story out of New Jersey, and where else would it come from than the great state of New Jersey? A shooting at a New Jersey federal judge's home. Yeah, it's just crazy. That killed her son and wounded her husband. It comes as threats to judges and other court workers are increasing, Tom. To get a better handle on what's going on there, we welcome Bloomberg Law Federal Judiciary reporter Madison Alder. Madison, give us a sense here. I mean, this is a very sad story. It's just a crazy story. But what does it tell you about kind of just federal judges in general and the threats they face?
So it's important to remember from the top that, you know, attacks on federal judges are still very rare. But the U.S. Marshals Service, which is the service tasked with protecting federal judges and other court workers, they reported earlier this year that over the past 3 years, incidents, inappropriate communications, and threats rose steadily by more than 40%. So this is an issue that they're watching and they're expecting to rise in the coming years. And, of course, those are threats. They're not necessarily attacks on judges like we saw in New Jersey, but it's something to watch for.
I know. In my youth, you know, that didn't happen. What's the why? What's the why of the threats?
Well, I spoke to someone who, former U.S. Marshal, was head of the group that looks at judicial security, and he told me that it could be social media. Social media is a huge reason why these, you know, could be growing online, because when someone says one thing, 40 other people could like and comment and make that claim blow out of proportion faster than it may have. So the U.S. Marshals are now responding to more of these types of threats online. It's a growing issue for them.
So, Madison, I guess we had some news today that they think they may have found the killer. What do you have on that?
So the primary suspect right now is a man named Roy Den Hollander. He is a lawyer. He's deceased now. He was found from a supposed self-inflicted wound, multiple news reports are saying. And he had a case before Judge Esther Salas, the federal judge whose home was attacked over the weekend, and he had a case before her, so there is a potential connection there, but that's you know kind of what we're seeing on him thus far. He may have had a few big law connections that he mentions on his resume and on his website. And you know, more details are just coming out about him and as time goes on.
Interesting. So what do we know, Madison? I mean, is there anything that the federal marshals can do here? Are they thinking about stepping up any types of precautionary measures, or is there any change to, you know, potential protocols as it relates to federal judges?
So the Federal Marshals Service, I contacted them. They didn't get back to me for this story. But if we look to the past, in 2005, there was another attack on a federal judge. The husband and mother of Judge Joan Humphrey Lefko were shot and killed in her Chicago home. She wasn't home at the time, but she came home to find their bodies. That incident prompted an increase in protection of U.S. judges, and Congress appropriated $12 million to go to home security systems in federal judges' homes and their upkeep. So, you know, it's still early, but this type of attack has prompted action to increase protection on judges in the past. It certainly could be something that the Marshals Service and Congress could be looking at.
Madison, thanks so much for joining us. Fascinating story, crazy story coming out of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Madison Alder,
yeah.
Bloomberg Law, Federal Judiciary Reporter. We appreciate her thoughts.
Brutal. I grew up.